From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is wilding lawns into wildflower meadows. While birding last year at the start of the pandemic, I chanced upon a tall bit of lawn at the Owako Port. In the absence of regular mowing, it was a mix of grasses, English daisy, thrift, dandelions, and clovers. The colorful pink heads of thrift, bobbing in the wind, first caught my eye. Looking closely at the explosion of color, there were also half a dozen sparrows foraging among the flowers and grass stems. There were bees, hoverflies, a butterfly, seed heads of early flowering grasses and dandelions, and the sparrows were working it like a food buffet. I drove home thinking about how to promote the same diversity in our own lawns. Some of the steps are simple. Mow pathway areas closely. Let the rest of the lawn grow taller between mowings. Use mulch mowing to improve the soil instead of bagging lawn clippings and removing them. This is throwing away nutrients. Mulching retains nutrients to the lawn. Take out those big, husky grasses that need mowing every week. If seeding a new lawn, choose native grasses like red or Romer's fescue or low mow mix. Work on your tolerance for English daisies, dandelions, cat's ears, hawkweed, and other flowers. In my lawn, cat's ears is weeded out because slugs lay eggs on them. But the rest get to stay like seed clovers, vetches, low-growing lupins, dune, goldenrod, thymes and sages, plant thrift, and wild strawberries. Other plants for lawns are violets, low-growing sedges, California poppy, mosses, and buttercup. Let your tolerance for non-grass plants in your lawn float upward and see how birds and insects like it, while you enjoy mowing less and watching birds and insects grow. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.